Tiene Susana Rosendahl, de las Nemis, R-O-S-E-N-D-A-L-L, Susana, S-U-E-S-A-N-N-A, Disposition and Discussion, number one. The patient has a history of CKD stage 3 that is related to FSGS. Foxtrot, Sierra, Golf, Sierra, FSGS capital letter. And the patient had a proteinuria that was up to 2 grams in 24 hours. And these determinations were done prior to the gastric bariatric, B-A-R-I-A-T-R-I-C surgery. The patient underwent surgery on December the 11th of the year 2012. Since then has lost 30 pounds and the kidney function has improved significantly. The serum creatinine went down to 1, the estimated GFR between 45 and 50 mL per minute. And there is 2 plus proteinuria, quantification of it hasn't been done. I think that the fact that she doesn't have as much weight, one, and second, there is better control of the blood sugar, and the blood pressure has made a great contribution to the improvement of the kidney function. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient says that she's using only lantus. The blood sugar is always below 200, and she's monitoring it closely. Number three. The patient has a proteinuria that has to be reevaluated. Number four. Hypertension. The patient stopped the medication that had been ordered for arterial hypertension. Ended up with uncontrolled hypertension that was symptomatic. The patient developed numbness in the right side of the body that led her to the emergency room and admission to Florida Hospital in the latter part of 2012 in the month of December. She was in for a couple of days. The blood pressure was under control. There was no evidence of obstruction in the carotid arteries and no pathology in the brain. The patient was released on the same medications and she has been taking them. The blood pressure has been under control and she has been feeling much better. At the present time, and knowing the drastic changes that are happening into her body, we are going to reevaluate this case again in 6 weeks and adjust the medication according to the weight loss.